Two insecure critics must fight for their right to validate their existence.
In this corner, we have a dinosaur. For some reason.
In this corner, we have a voodoo priestess that chose Pokemon Go over voodoo, sometimes called Eevee.
It's time to pick sides. This is Haunted MTL's Throwdown, with contributors Eevee and J.M. Brannick.
I do love destroying you.
You haven't got the guts.
Hey, Brannick here. I'm just warning that this episode of The Throwdown is going to be a little loud, a little long, and a little bit different. Apart from having a guest on the show, we will be watching the 80s classic They Live in Realish Time, uncut, riffing style. So grab onto your copy of this John Carpenter classic and, well, join us on this journey.
Okay.
Is it recording?
It is. Hi, everybody. Right. Welcome to The Throwdown.
The hoedown! I got my two hoes with me, Papa Shango and the box.
We're changing things up a little bit this week.
It's dark in here. What the hell happened to my screen again?
Evangelion-jillo.
Evangelion-gaga.
Gingilla-jillo.
Priestess Eevee, Evangelion-papa.
Lime Jello.
Oh my god, I'm getting so many new names, guys.
Did they actually pronounce your name as Lime Jello?
That's AKA rude. Voodoo Priestess. And I are going to be having a special guest.
Very special guest. Number one podcast ever.
Very special. And he will not let us live this down.
Ever. So
welcome to the show.
I would say it's nice being here, but I don't like lying.
Yeah, great. It's not nice having you here. So
that's what we said when I was stuck in your box.
At least we're being honest with each other. So
honesty cares. The more you know.
We are going to do something a little different today.
That'll be different for you two. Not sucking.
I thought I was on your team, that we were supposed to double team box together.
Right, wait, but you're supposed to come from behind, Papa Shango.
I'm not going to actually fight with him. I'm just saying, that's what he said. So he's just throwing me under the bus. I was trying to throw him under the bus, but still.
He throws everybody under the bus.
Throw you underneath a box. So
he throws everybody. Even his mother, his poor mother.
My rich mother, because I'm like you punks. I am very wealthy, and I gave all my money to my mom.
Yeah, of course you did.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
I also gave some money to your mom, but I won't go into that. It was on the dresser.
What we're going to do today, instead of watching the movie ahead of time, we are going to sit down and watch it together.
It's a black screen.
And
make sure this is the movie.
And we have had a lot of tough technical difficulties, so bear with us. I have a lot of wine and a lot of coffee, and hopefully the mixture of the two will keep me somewhat sane today.
That's a lot of wine. And a tiara, by the way.
I do have a crown. It is a well-deserved crown that I officially have taken back from
Papa Shango.
Disgusting Eevee.
Lime Jello.
So again, her tricks and treachery can only go so far before the truth actually comes out. And
the truth is you win because she felt badly for stomping the shit out of you for 13 weeks straight.
For one, you can't count, so you should go back to school. For two,
I indeed have
the crown. But today, we're supposed to, or at least we were supposed to, come together, put aside our differences, put aside our pettiness, especially
and
her.
We will. I'm just kind of, you know, slightly a backstabbing bitch, but only slightly, because, like, after that little scream out, I totally plan to help Box Brannick.
You better help. The doctor is in your mind.
Why would we? Why would she? Anyway.
She wants to be on the winning team. That's why.
I do anticipate some backstabbing, bitchery. But I will just stay true to the people because that's the person that I am. I'm the incorrigible underdog, and I take that title like I take the crown.
Fox for president.
The president of Brannick 2020.
We
shall elect together.
So, the now movie that actually was picked by our guest, our special guest, which is They Live, which is by John Carpenter, and it was from 1988.
88. My God, I was tag team champion of box back then. When I say box, I meant
Cha-cha.
Block, who is
Cha-cha?
Like 7.5 feet tall and a lot better. I wish, where the hell's Block? Can we get him? We can't. I'm stuck with these two assholes.
Yep.
I'm sorry. These two people.
No, we're assholes. That's fine. That's pretty fair. So we are going to watch the movie and we are going to just give out our thoughts as we embrace this. I have seen this, but it has been a very long time since I've seen it. Evie, have you seen it before?
No, I've never seen it before. It's a kind of a political movie, and it's not something I would want to watch and then accidentally talk about in front of my family.
Well, good luck on that.
You guys are going to be my family.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, I mean, I've seen that video too.
Sure. Of course.
I cannot minimize when the recording. Well, F you. All right. We're going to watch a movie with John Carpenter movie, right? You know what? I was going to bring a special guest. Spoiler alert, Ouija board and talk to Roddy Piper, but you two are against it, so no special guest. Sorry.
Dude.
I wanted Keith David.
Actually, it was Karen King Carpenter. But
Keith David is top billed on Prime. And
the hell is Keith David?
As he should be.
Who is Keith David?
As he should be.
No, really. Who is Keith David?
He was Goliath. We went through this already.
The hell's a Goliath?
He is.
He's the guy who got hit in the face with a rock.
He is one of the most talented.
What the shit?
Talented actors, voice actors out there. So.
Oh, great. Is this a cartoon?
No.
Then who gives a shit?
Okay, so.
The voice actor.
We are going to start. We're going
like
to start.
Watching Mark Hamill.
Is everybody ready?
Not Joker.
Is everybody ready? We're gonna.
What are we doing?
We're gonna do
just
a count.
Kidding. I love Mark Hamill, so fuck off.
We're gonna do a count. Okay?
Count. Count who?
We're gonna do a count to.
Wait, to play. What? To so play. It's 1, 2, 3, and then play, or 1, 2, play.
Okay, real quick, we're all doing the Stars one, or we're doing the $3.99 one?
I did the $3.99 one, but I, you know, it's not gonna really, I don't think, make too much of a difference.
$1.34. I mean, it's a hour 34 runtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More or less. Yeah, it should be fine. And by the way, listeners, it'll be the shortest podcast these two have ever been on. An hour and 34 minutes, because we'll stop, hopefully, towards the end of the movie.
Wait a second. Don't we usually just go on for like an hour and 34 minutes?
Yeah, we do.
Introductions. Yeah. Or is this different from Bloody Mary?
Okay. So I guess we're just going to do a run through the movie. And
live, where most laugh tracks are scripted. This will be very interesting to do live.
Yeah, I got a lot of wine.
I've listened to your stuff before without me. It is a lot of wine. You're right.
Okay, so we're going to start from 5, and then we're going to go to 1, and then we're going to hit play.
All right, ready? I'm ready to hit play.
Okay,
where's Kit?
5, 4, 3.
Wait. What comes after 3?
Please, Cthulhu, give me strength. 5.
5 doesn't come
4,
after 3. The hell? How do you
3,
count?
3, 2, 1, play. And my computer's thinking. Okay. All right, let's go.
I see stars. A world spinning. Is that what I see too?
Oh, Orion. Or no, was it Universal?
I see piracy is not a victimless crime.
So you better fast forward. A live film, so we'll be ahead of you, I guess.
Yeah, because now I'm at universal.
Should we pause it for you, loser?
Yeah.
Yeah, because apparently we're the good.
Okay, I'm in 32 seconds in.
I'm at Live Films Presents.
I'm at John Carpenter's They Live.
A Larry Franco production.
I'm in my own personal hell, this podcast. I thought Bloody Marys was bad, but holy crow.
John Carpenter's They Live.
They Live.
One. Wait, you got us back in.
Okay. No, I'm here.
Well, we have it on pause so we can catch up.
Oh, my God.
Fucking hell. You're not understanding
Jesus
the
fucking
of this.
Christ. Okay, I'm at... Oh, my God. Okay, Bobby, I'm at 57. Piper. I'm at 57.
57?
Go to Hold fucking on. 57.
Give me a... Put it on pause. Give
Dear
me a second
listeners,
to
go to fucking 57.
I'm hearing a funky bit backbeat on it. So 57.
Boom. 7.
Don't. I don't.
5-7.
Are they still in the wall with the graffiti?
Yes.
5-7. You see the train coming?
Yes.
Okay. So 5-7.
But only a little tippy tip of the train is coming. Like you can see the A.
Nope. That's not 5-7. Son of a bitch. All right.
Go to 5-7.
This is 5-7. I can give you a screenshot of my 5-7.
Okay. You're
I'll
at 5-7.
Give you the tippy tip of my train going to your choo-choo tunnels.
Give me one.
Today's podcast is just three people learning things like the VCR.
People shouting at each other like old people at an old folks home.
Damn it. Old people in old folks home versus these youngins. Like okay. Those 35.
Are you at 57, Evie?
Yes.
Shock control. Super shock control train.
Are you at 57? Okay.
Two,
yes, we're doing 3, 2, 1. Okay. Ready? Okay. 3, 2. One, play.
Play what?
No. Okay.
Roddy right. Piper. His name just appeared. Close
Santa
enough,
Fe.
Right? All right.
He didn't go back.
Keith David? Who the hell is Keith David?
Oh, I'm at Roddy Piper.
What the
fuck? Keith David.
Didn't do it.
Wait.
What the fuck?
I see a guy crossing the train tracks.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
You know what? Yep. We're fine.
Meg Foster.
We're good. Yep. He's got a backpack.
Yeah.
And he's got
That's not a backpack. That's like a some sort of rucksack.
Yeah.
Oh, buck flower. I've done that before. I bucked a flower once. I needed the money.
What?
Okay. No, you just got to wait a second and then you'll see what he says. He's ahead of us.
I'm ahead of you.
Yes, you are. I don't know how or fucking why, but you're ahead of us.
How about now? Street Preacher?
Now, yeah. It just came up.
How about now? Do you see a building?
Nope.
Christ sakes.
Now I have a building.
Tell me when you see music by.
Music by.
All right. We're good. We're good, right? Associate producer is who?
Sandy King now.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah, it's good enough, guys. It's good enough. We're fine.
I'll be
fine.
The spoiler guy.
You're going to be the
Oh, spoiler. Christ, his face just melted. Oh, my
oh,
God.
No, oh, no.
His face just fucking melted.
Oh, I like their...
Oh, no, they're wearing boxes on their head. It's a box catastrophe.
Oh, that's mean.
Well,
that was legit funny.
Box.
I'm
Why
sorry. That
movie?
Was legit funny.
No, kind of wasn't. I didn't
know. Oh, it's based on a short story.
Yeah, I didn't know it was based on a short story. I feel like these are all names that I've heard of, but I can't place where. Especially this one, John Carpenter.
You can't place John Carpenter?
I'm kidding. It's called a joke. Maybe you should try it.
I tried it and I fell flat on my face.
Yeah.
Did you say you sharded and you fell flat in your face? do we need to pause for underwear again?
No.
Holy Christ, that's a guy from Froggy Town.
I already said that.
Yeah, wait, she did. Wait, okay. No, you didn't. But I felt
listeners.
It. I felt it though, Evie. I did. Oh.
no room at the inn.
Yeah.
He's a Christ character.
With a great mullet. With a Christ mullet.
Oh, yeah. No, mullets were the thing back then.
Oh.
Is that the guy? Is that Keith
David?
No,
that is not Keith David. I kind of like the extras just like standing around looking bored.
Well, they're probably listening to the dude.
This is going to be a lot of fucking silence, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
The name is called podcast Hold Down. A lot of fucking silence.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. This is this was your idea, dude. So I'm like, fine, I'll do it, but whatever.
Oh, shit. Some cops are going to beat the black guy up. What movie was this? 1988?
Awkward.
Nothing has changed.
Awkward. America.
Nothing has changed.
America.
God damn it.
Damn it. We already said that. You can't call it America no more. That's not politically correct. It's a democratically challenged.
No, we can't because know that, like, apparently the Eastern countries have a ban on the U.S. because...
Yes, they do. Yes.
You have any idea how embarrassing that is?
Probably because they think we literally live like this in the film. Which is, like, living near trash barrels and things like that.
No, no one lives next to you.
And then watching someone else's TV.
Yeah.
We failed at that part, though.
I'm surprised he can hear it, though.
He's got ears.
Well, I mean...
Well, yeah, but how freaking far away is he?
I don't know. Looks like he's jerking off, though.
Oh, my God.
To a spotlight.
To a helicopter.
Policia.
That's what she said.
There's a lot of light in that alley.
There's a fire.
I'm assuming they have a fire.
Well, like, I mean, more than just firelight.
Fire.
For sex?
What's that mean?
Got more than tools, buddy.
Who can say? Aww.
What did what say? Are we seriously watching something else now?
No, it's like, how can anyone say no to Roddy Piper? Look at that face.
It is charming.
He is pretty good at this.
He is at getting rejected for jobs. That's me.
Well, I have a story where he was forced a job, but, you know.
Oh.
Is he the only one without a shirt, though? Seriously, everyone's got a fucking shirt except for this dude.
Oh. Do I spy?
Is that Keith David?
I think it is. He's so young in this film.
Are you sure it's not Keith Robinson?
No, but he's
Greg Robinson.
Lavender
shirt. Is it
just
me? Does he look like, I don't mean this as an insult, does he look like really gay in that scene?
Wow, Evie. I know you're going real low to get like those dollars for Trevor Project.
People. I mean like the village people. Like that's what I thought when I saw him, the way he was like standing in the first
Yeah, that's Keith David. As soon as he talks. Yeah.
That's the frog in Family Guy.
What?
I'm just naming names of movies. I don't know.
Oh.
That voice. Is he the guy from Tales from the Hood? Third.
Yes.
Okay. Yep, I was like, you're right. Once you hear that voice.
Yeah. He is like in fucking everything and amazing in everything. And I love this shirt. And I love the denim. And I can't get enough of it. This is the start of a beautiful friendship.
Wait a minute. He asked him over to live at his house and he didn't like him following him? Did I miss a line? Why is his pants up to his nipples? Who the hell are those little kids? What are they doing in the dark? Why is it Angela Lansbury reading a book, Murder, She Wrote?
They obviously don't live very well.
They're like a community. It's a, what do you call it? What are those sex? Oh, no, I was thinking like a, you know, like a
You're
cult
thinking of a
thing.
Sex camp with old women?
Sex cult, yeah. One of those sex cults.
Sex cult with old, what?
Wait, what the shit? First of all, hey, you need a place to live? Me too. Come follow me. Like the guy could be homeless already by himself.
Yeah. But, you know, they're flannel buddies. So he knew that that would work out. Like, that literally, they're wearing the same fucking outfit.
Wait, are they both wearing flannel in your film?
Yes.
Because that one dude is just wearing his little, like, purplish tank top.
You're talking about Keith David. I was talking about the other dude.
The other dude.
Yeah, the dude that's like, you can stay. Oh, and there's... look at all this fucking flannel.
This flannel shirt just changed a different color.
I don't know, but there's like a million people with flannel.
Everyone has flannel because flannel is the bee's knees, yo.
It's a bee's knees, baby. Oh, talk about your hometown, Detroit.
That's me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We should probably bleep that out unless you want everyone to know where you live.
What?
Yeah, because Detroit's such a small town, we can just triangulate.
I say it actually in a few things. I've said it before. It's like a huge place, so.
Huge.
Yeah, but now you're in a podcast with Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha-Cha, triple step, rock step, ah-ta-ta.
You know what I just realized is we can't cut any of this out.
Damn right. It's all priceless. It's all beautiful.
So we have to be careful of what we say and how we say it.
So no more saying about the democratically challenged people.
Right. Let's just look at Keith David and how cool he is. I want it to the point where he has the glasses.
The glasses.
I know it's coming up, but I want it kind of now.
How you gonna make it, buddy?
I just want the chance.
You know, for a homeless guy, his hair is pretty well coiffed.
Oh my God, yes.
And somehow he gets a manscape as well. Homeless people just have all sorts of barbers and manicurists. I should go for homelessness.
And harmonicas, and they know how to play them.
Yeah, why is that? Why is it like a thing where homeless people have like a lot of instruments, but in reality, instruments are like really expensive?
It's a harmonica.
Harmonicas aren't expensive, and they're easy to carry around, and they annoy people to give you money, I guess. I don't know.
No, you're thinking of girlfriends. Oh my God, those nails. How does she type like that? And she just like stab stuff.
Jeez.
Trust me, I have bosses, like all my bosses at work, they have nails like that. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, I've known a few people that have pretty long nails.
Oh shit, hold on. This is the Matrix.
No, it's not. It's Max.
Artificial, think about it. It's an artificial consciousness that people are living in. That's the Matrix. The Matrix before the Matrix.
Oh, they're getting headaches. Oh no, his hat.
I love his hat.
Racial justice. Non-existent. Wow, this is such a futuristic movie.
Oh, that hurts.
Wow, and they... Does that guy's... Did my video sync off, or is that guy saying the same thing?
He's that saying preacher? The same thing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he's saying the same thing.
Holy crow, is that George R.R. Martin on TV?
Kind of looks like him.
He's going to lead us all.
Get back to writing books, bitch. I want to see who marries who. I want to see how cousins fuck and now what? Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters.
Holy Christ.
Oh, this guy with the hat, he's getting mad.
Is this the movie where people's heads explode?
Oh, that's
happening.
That's the Bloody Mary podcast where people's heads explode.
Oh no, but he's
no,
getting mad.
Listeners.
He's okay, like, kids. I'm fucking tired of Max Headroom, the old version.
For those of you that have never seen it before, the guy got up and turned a knob on the television.
Yeah.
That changes the channel. Knobs.
People are blowing fireworks off outside, so I don't know if you can hear that, but...
Oh, I thought that was a movie.
No.
You know, if you didn't say anything, we wouldn't have known.
Well, at least it's not gunshots anymore.
Gunshots, yeah, Detroit. I can't wait to visit there. Never.
No,
ever.
It's not so bad, actually. It's not so bad, okay?
Is that guy beating up a crippled black preacher? The hell? What does he think? He's a cop?
Handicap.
Oh, we can't say cop anymore if they say the handicap? What the hell does he think? He is handicapped?
We can't cut any of this.
No.
We're going to get people breaking into our house and murdering us.
By the way, I just want to let you guys know.
Our opinions are our own.
Our opinions are our own. Nobody else's, especially not Haunted MDLs.
Yeah.
Especially all of, you know what? All of our opinions, if they're bad, they're pains. I'm just going to say that.
I wrote the script, baby. You're just reading my words.
Exactly. Now let's all get our flannel and go to work.
Where does this look to you, placement-wise? Like, L.A.?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, some of the...
Feels like it...
Chula Vista?
California? Somewhere?
It's definitely in California because of all of the, like, Spanish-influenced mission-looking places.
Yeah, and, you know, the Mexicans who are in the homeless camp, that too.
Burned. Gosh. Well, actually, there's a lot of white people there. Like, look at all of them are white.
I
hate the George R. Martin channel.
It really looks uncannily like him. He's talking Tyrion. My transmitter. You know what? My transmitter used to not be powerful enough, but the doctor gave me pills for that. Now I can just transmit all day long. Bump, 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 bump. Cable 54.
That was a great line. Idiot licking.
The licking his nuts thing?
Yes.
Oh, licking? That makes more sense. Well, how do you lick your own nuts? Hold on.
There's videos.
Why is that guy with the tape measure just going back and forth like it's a game? They're measuring what? Their dicks?
An Episcopal free church. Is it free of Episcopals or is it free to join? Because most churches, I think, are free to join.
Churches and
so
sorry, I'm hypnotized by his package.
Are free to join, but I think some of them have like tithes that they require you to pay, or some of them require you to and some of them don't.
That is correct.
I don't know.
Wow, he's got a nice ass, by the way. I just noticed that in his jeans.
By the way,
I was staring at his
again,
crotch this entire time.
This is why I keep
Trevor Project.
Yeah. That's why I was like the other dude with the pink tank, or not pink, lavender tank top.
It did look pink though, but it's lavender, yes.
Yeah.
You know, it looks good on him. It looks great.
On the
Honestly,
floor?
I love it when guys wear lavender, you know?
It's lavender brown. Yeah, she was worn a lot, allegedly. Harry Potter.
Oh, a meth lab.
Meth
nice.
Before meth.
English.
Oh, here's the sunglasses.
Meth and
glasses?
Sunglasses.
The
yes,
hell?
Meth glasses.
That's like beer goggles, but worse.
Are we sure this isn't Missouri?
They live, we sleep. Such a powerful message.
Yeah, I'd rather go to sleep now.
Than live?
Oh, so it's a whole setup. They're actually not doing anything. They're just playing that music to pretend they're a church.
Yeah. There's George R. R. Martin. Why is everyone wearing
tweed?
Like long sleeves?
It's
California.
Oh my God, I have that guy's shirt. How
Which
old
one?
Is he? I think Keith Davison or Brown or.
Why do you fall? Nobody heard that.
Yeah, nobody heard that. Nobody cares. He fell because he's the main character, and the main character's their major flaw is that they're clumsy.
Wow, yeah, that's something I never got in horror movies. It's like, I stare down at my feet to make sure I don't trip over stuff. Or if I do, I manage to catch myself in a way that doesn't cause maximum damage.
Maximum damage.
Just only minimal
damage. Ripped open a well. He just ripped open the wall.
Yeah. Because he's Rowdy maximum Roddy Piper. Damage. Rowdy.
Rowdy.
Is in
Roddy
his name.
Piper.
Was he in a different movie besides the Frogtown Rapey one?
Frogtown Rapey.
Doodar, doodar.
I think he might have been. Oh,
now let me feel your ass.
Oh, because he's blind.
Oh. Oh, see? Not likely. There's a helicopter approaching, and you know how I love those.
It just kind of comes across to me as just like right now. There's multiple black people in this film.
Yeah?
I mean, like,
there's like three
important roles, kind of. I just feel like...
Do you feel uncomfortable?
No, I don't mean uncomfortable. I'm just kidding. I mean, well, we can't edit this out, so if I sound like an asshole, I'm going to sound like an asshole.
Just
Papa
kidding.
Shango's uncomfortable around black people? That's why
no,
I just heard.
God damn. She is not.
I just think it's like, even nowadays, it doesn't seem so noticeably diverse.
Yeah. Or, yeah, exactly.
And by a lot of black people, you meant two.
Well, there's three, actually.
Three. We got the preacher.
Yeah, the old preacher, the other random guy that ran
construction guy. And then
yeah,
Rando.
But they're also in... But it's also that the black people are actually in important roles.
They have lines.
That one dude's... Yeah, they have lines. And there's also Spanish people here.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm looking at his ass again. Hold on. He's using his binoculars to find your self-respect. Hey, baby, what's happening? Oh, yeah.
The way he walks, I'm not saying that he's gay. I'm just saying I'd probably ship him.
Okay.
The way he had his lips around that guy's cock, we're not saying he's gay, but there's something stylistic. We can't say guys.
They're best friends. Okay, they're just friends.
They're friends, like
now,
Chandler
Herbert
and Joey.
Herbert West and What's-His-Face from The Reanimator, they were not friends.
This car kind of seems like a piece of crap. Or is it just the road?
I think both.
Kind of cool line.
Yeah. It's cool interaction.
Yeah.
That's the thing. With this movie, there is a lot of good interaction, a lot of good chemistry. That's not how binoculars look.
I think that's kind of sad how some movies, they just don't have it. And it like the lines and stuff don't feel natural and it seems weird.
That helicopter just snuck up on him. Sneak helicopter.
Oh, and now they're running away. You know,
oh,
you know how
to our crappy
a bunch of Mexicans. You know how I was mentioning that there was a bunch of Mexicans here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that kind of I can see. I can see.
I don't know where you're going with this joke. I don't know where you're going with this joke.
It wasn't a joke. It's an observation.
Oh, okay.
It's like an observation how in little ways there's just like a hell of a lot of political commentary. In little ways. The little ways, not the overt ways.
Yeah. Well, just you wait, my friend, till we get into the thick meat of it.
That's what she said. Damn it.
Billy Payne? Maybe he went to the bathroom.
It's okay. It was still his fault.
There's chattering in Spanish.
What do they say, Papa Shango? You're half Spanish, right?
God damn you. I am
they
not.
They say god damn you? Oh, what's wrong with being Spanish? Are you upset?
No. At work, I have people like, well, you're Spanish, and then they get mad at me for not speaking Spanish, and it's like, I'm not Spanish.
Wait a minute. They think you're Spanish or Mexican? Where the hell do you work? They think you're Spanish. Portugal? Oh my god, police with riot shields. Am I watching TV? Oh, no, it's a movie. I'm glad.
No, because they don't usually come with a what is that?
A bulldozer? Don't.
That's it.
Don't curse it yet.
They don't usually come with bulldozers.
But you know what? Let's not curse the camps yet. That's coming.
I like they're all wearing face shields.
They have COVID before COVID.
They're being
COVID.
Careful. Yeah, okay, yeah. So they're breaking up the camp right now with shields, and there's a couple of people that are trying to bump into them and not going anywhere. They're
that
red rovering
work
it.
Out.
Yeah. And Keith David watches on.
Keith David. Yeah.
And there's fire.
Oh no, the hat guy. Don't hurt
bye
the
bye
hat guy.
Guy.
And he's like, oh my god, there's so many helicopters around here. I'm so aroused.
He's the only one not actually running anywhere. He's just kind of like waltzing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he has such a cool guy, like, demeanor right now.
He does. He's like, huh.
He's going to take his shirt off and stop that dozer.
Hey, what you guys doing?
Oh,
whereas everybody's screaming and running for their lives.
The tractor's coming.
Oh, there's
look on his face when Frank ditched him. It was like they broke up.
Well, you know, he's known abandonment in his life. There's his ass, Payne.
Hey, I was just looking at it. And there's your, I guess, like ankle shots that you apparently like. You spent an hour and a half in the last podcast talking to the other guy about him.
Yeah. I like one shot, like scenes from feet, just walking around doing their feet stuff.
Oh my god! Do you see how quickly he ran down that ramp? Like he could be president just by doing that right now.
Oh god! They're beating people.
They're beating an old man and a black guy, a blind black guy.
Yep.
For the record, we're not watching CNN right now. So anyone was wondering.
Yeah, just
isn't that sad?
We have to make it known. Also, we are donating to Black Lives Matter. So
we are.
If you, also you should also donate to Black Lives Matter.
Who?
A lot of great charities. Our listeners.
Oh, your listeners? Yeah. The two listeners that I brought in who tripled your viewers.
Oh, he's handing out his hand. Let's go, let's go, let's
run,
go.
Little white kid, run.
Is it a kid? He looks like he's 25.
Looks like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He's shorter. Look at the way he's bent over. He's shorter. So he's probably supposed to be 12.
He looks like he's 24.
Uh-oh.
He looks like he's in grad school.
Yeah, but he's probably supposed to be 12. Look at that doll in the corner.
Yeah.
Yes, nurture him. Bring him close to your bosom. Off of the shirt.
While keeping him bent over.
Yeah. Oh.
Make him look as young as possible.
Give him that rowdy thing.
Lots of
straighten that cow look. That cowlick, excuse me. The cowlick.
Cowlick.
That cowlick. Well, you just got to fart, right? Or burp him. One of the two.
And they're still pushing people around. And
this isn't realistic. No one got shot in the face with a like, beanbag gun yet.
I don't know. Did they
maybe
have
before
those
before
yet?
They had the budget.
Before the police were funded. Oh my god, it's that one dude from SNL. Keenan.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, no, all black people look the same, jokes. No.
No.
No, really. The dude's, look, it's him.
No, it is not him. He would have been 5 when this came out or something like that. Kenan is very young.
But he started movies when he's young.
He was in All That. All That was like in the 90s.
Mighty Ducks, right?
Well, I think I know what
you're talking about. Is that Ricky Schroeder? Sorry, Rick Schroeder.
I wonder why they couldn't just get a little kid or something. That has to be uncomfortable to be crouching the entire time to make yourself look shorter than everyone.
I haven't seen age play this bad since A, multiple choice, R. Kelly video, or B, that, like, what was that, Riverdale? They're all like 85 yeah, years old. They're all still like, can't get past 8th grade.
Let's go with Riverdale. The
okay.
Riverdale. The R. Kelly thing doesn't age well.
Oh, there's that young boy again.
Gay abandoned.
He's looking for his dolly.
By the way, we saw a cut of Fashion, which apparently is just shirts with a billion buttons. Oh, there it is again. Just a million buttons, just buttons all over the place. That's Fashion. Welcome to Fashion.
Buttons all over the place.
Buttons all over the place.
It's actually funny because the downtown, in the downtown Black Lives Matter during the riot protest stuff that was happening, one of the places in this whole street where everything was just basically broken in and jacked up, the one place they didn't touch was the church.
That's really funny.
That's the only unrealistic part of this movie.
Well, I don't think it was them that did it. It was the cops. Like, this is, like, all that destruction and carnage was caused by the cops in this movie.
Yeah, but they don't want you to know that. Because, like, how are they going to explain it? We set fire to a church just because?
They'll say that, you know, they'll say some bullshit. Like, something got out of hand and there was a, you know, candle or something and such and such and such.
And then a tractor came to put out the fire.
A tractor accidentally came to put out the fire, and guess what?
We had to run over this homeless camp and kill all the inhabitants, or at least half of them.
Yeah. At least, like, destroy all their hopes and dreams.
Because they had so many of them to start with.
Right.
Like, having a home that wasn't, you know, portable.
And a roof over their head. Oh, he's got some cool shades.
That's some Blues Brothers shades right there,
baby.
Oh,
man.
At least he's got those cool really shades.
They're selling them. Real swag.
He's like, man, I have so many shades. This is going to be awesome.
I could be maybe made in the shades with these.
What do you think he was hoping to find? Because he seems really difficult.
Acting career.
He found it. He found it.
Like, oh, I really hope they sold Bibles at a church.
You know what? There is, you guys remember A Nightmare Room, the R.L. Stein live action little TV show in like 2000s, early 2000s. Like that.
I only know Goosebumps.
You suck. Anyway, I'm pretty sure there was some sort of episode that was basically this, because I remember.
Oh. Yeah, they had a Goosebumps that was like this.
Oh my god, it turns the world darker when you put sunglasses on.
Yeah, what was the... Did he see anything different, or...
Look at...
Obey.
Yeah, but I mean on, like, the ground.
I didn't see anything on the ground, so I had polarized glasses.
He saw a dick butt. So that's why he freaked out.
So when he's looking at advertising, he's actually seeing... What the real subliminal? Oh, that's a babe.
Come to the Caribbean. What's it gonna say?
Oh, I'll come on the Caribbean.
Marry and reproduce.
Well, they got a point there.
How does that make you think of marriage?
But it's
that makes
not.
You think of...
It's got a lovely little lady there.
Yeah, but the reproduce part, not the marriage.
Well, because you save yourself for marriage. Duh.
Yeah, I'm saving myself marriage.
No,
it's assume. The messages aren't tied to what they're seeing. It's just random messages.
Are you sure?
Consume, watch TV, submit, sleep, no thought. Sounds like Numb by U2, which we can't do more than three lines of.
Sounds like Depeche Mode.
You're Depeche who?
I plug Depeche Mode.
Ugh.
So is there, like, any news outlet, news reading source that isn't basically I'm brainwashing you books?
Well, that's the thing. Everything is brainwashing. Everything is
even golf.
Over the top.
Even fucking golf is, like, consume.
Obey. Stay asleep. Obey. Obey. The Matrix. The Matrix. Yeah.
Do not question authority. Watch TV. No imagination. Well, that's kind of mean. TV sparks imagination. We're watching this, aren't we?
Oh, my God. Let's shut it off.
Well, that's probably the way we didn't watch it for the first hour of this podcast.
Nothing,
Holy
Evie?
Crow.
Nothing?
Nothing what?
Or Ingram. They should
you
not
didn't
sneak
even have,
up.
Like, any, like, reaction.
Oh, it's like a weird robot face, except it's like a robot face if the human face got ripped off of it.
So Laura Ingram, I was right.
But is everybody like that?
Christ's sakes, they have to worry about or warn us about this.
No, not everybody is like this. Only certain people.
Apparently only white people.
Only white rich people.
It makes...
The bug eyes are kind of funny, I guess.
So you think it's a robot? I thought it was like a guy without his flesh. A zombie. Oh, he's going to pay for what? Oh, this is your god.
This is your god. It says it about money.
How truthful is that? He's like, money is your god.
I don't want the obey and... today. Thank you.
Wait. What about credit cards? Since credit cards and bank cards are so much more popular now, what do you think they say? This is your god.
Yeah, probably. Like for the numbers. Like this is your god.
Well, hell, the stoplight says sleep.
Just get my nails done. Like I'm a god.
They're all that way. So, wait, we do see white people with their face still on.
Yeah. It's not everybody, just some people. But it does seem like they're primarily white people.
Well, why are they acting like humans with other humans that they obviously don't give a shit about? I'm just saying because there was like a maid lady thing there.
Because they're getting the best
maid out of- lady thing as in.
They're getting the best out of life.
Which is talking about babies in Lamaze classes?
Yeah. Getting their nails done and shopping for, what's that, a tomato?
Ew, I bet they're vegans. They're buying vegan health food.
Wow.
No gluten.
Wow. You just, you know, most of our listeners are vegan.
All five of them?
Oh, I was going to say all two, but...
Oh, do we only have two? I thought we had, like, five.
Oh, shit.
Well, now only zero. So, yeah. So, they're all bug-eye weird things. And he is, like, freaking out.
No, we don't. No, yeah, we don't have the Republican Party has Trump. The Democratic Party has Biden. No one's
and that's
happy
why he's
anything.
Laughing.
And there's no difference whatsoever. Oh, Christ's sakes. They really have to warn me. Candace Owens is going to make an appearance in this movie.
He just offended one of them.
By being an ageist, by saying
true.
Go back to 1957. Yeah, this one is real fucking ugly, Candace Owens.
Fucking ugly.
The glasses off. Formaldehyde face. That is definitely Lauren Ingram's formaldehyde face.
Brazilian plastic surgeon. Oh, she knows.
She's got that can see. That's horrible. Uh-oh. I see like water damage, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to just say. There's like some kind of
water. Is that how they all look without the glasses? Like,
they look like that normally, except right. that people can't see them without glass filtering it.
The movements that they're doing, because that's sketchy as fuck. Just like lifting up their arms to their mouths, and like talking to their watch, watches and
like
shit.
What Apple Watch yeah. wearers are.
Yeah, they're basically Apple Watch wearers.
Oh my god, guys, that explains so much. Why is this so relevant today?
This is why I picked a movie. I could have picked Prince of Darkness, which is scary as shit, but this movie, relevant.
Uh-oh. I remember it being scary.
Oh, this is not realistic. A white cop being on a white guy, come on.
Especially Rowdy Roddy Piper.
And there's only one on one? Where's the other 12 people? Oh, there they are.
Yeah. Oh, and they're goofballs too.
Impossible.
Look at his eyes. They're so blue. Oh, yeah. He's going to shoot him.
Yeah.
He's going to shoot him.
He's Agent Smith of this thing. That was the guy's name in Matrix, Agent Smith.
No, he is not the Agent Smith.
He's Agent a cop.
Agent Smith is like a million times cooler. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wrestling
clothesline. Here we go.
Yeah.
Slap in the face of your cock. Why is he got his, why is he teabagging him? Oh my god, he's teabagging the cop right now.
Oh
he's
my god.
Putting his balls
he
in the
really
cop's
is.
Mouth.
He super is. Not shooting him in the face at all. He's just teabagging.
Not with a gun. He shot him in the face with something else. This is not the portal.
Oh, that explains so much. Hello? Who left?
We found their weaknesses. As
no,
long as
I
you.
Hear
you. Yeah, no,
oh,
we hear.
Okay, because I heard a weird beeping that was like something closed or somebody left.
Nope.
The whole thing closes. That guy's shotgun. Holy
Christ.
Just
Rowdy Roddy kicking ass and teabagging.
Yep.
So again,
so
please donate to the Trevor feels- Project.
Kicking ass and chewing bubblegum. He's all out of bubblegum.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shh. Don't ruin it for her.
Why'd you ruin it?
Don't. This is good. This is a good scene. Okay, we're going to watch this. Okay, everybody's staring at him. Whoa.
Obey, sleep, obey, sleep, listen. Obey, sleep.
Oh, remember.
Holy Christ, I swear to God, I didn't know that was the next line. I'm so sorry, but this does go back to the Dave Chappelle bit. Where he's talking about manifesto, and eventually they're all gonna go insane and start, not insane, sorry, excuse me, they're all gonna act proper. Holy Christ, the guy just disappeared. It's like Trump's political career, just disappearing like that. We cannot hope. But people can take violence and bullshit only so long before they say, well, that's the only people thing that people understand is violence and bullshit. Why not? Comedy maybe really is the last place.
I'm still having trouble understanding if, like, with these alien things with the glasses on, like, when they zoom out of, like, zoom out of existence, and when they're, like, doing these things, do people see that, or are they just like, oh, it happens, I guess?
I don't think they see it. I think it's kind of like a cloak like the Matrix where they just won't believe it. Because you see the little, oh, it's a real cop. Uh-oh. A real cop. Dropping his gun. Assuming a real person, I should say.
I wish I could be as cool as Roddy Piper.
I don't think that's humanly possible.
I know.
Oh, he's like the, oh. I thought Roddy had a good ass. Hold on. Move that purse. Move that purse. Move, keep it. No, move that purse. Nope. Ah, here we go. There we go. Oh, yeah. Long shot, just her walking from behind. That's all we need for this movie. Long shot of her walking.
Like her hair.
Oh, my God. It's the girl from Hellraiser.
Is she Julia?
That's yeah, Julia, she looks right? like Julia from the Hellraiser, doesn't she? Open the box. Get in the box.
I guess Kane's Roddy Piper has always been a little rapey.
Oh, wait. I realized what that noise was. That was Brannick going away.
Oh, Brannick.
Hold on. Let me see if I can text. I don't know how to close this.
I was wondering why they were quiet.
Okay. Let me see if I can. Great. Much like everything else, Papa Shango and Dr. Payne have to carry a podcast.
Aww. Did he fall asleep while he has someone hostage?
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I was lost in her eyes. She has the best fuck me and I'll take your skin eyes I've ever seen. Oh, this is how they pick up girls. Hold on, let me write this down. Take gun. Hold hostage. Go back to her place. Insist equals dating in the 80s.
Oh, no. That's not how you do it.
Captain Lou Albano. Captain Lou, how are you, buddy? Oh, that's just some dude with a Hawaiian shirt on. So what's those people called now?
He looks like Bob Ross.
Bob Ross really let himself go.
Yeah.
He's a boogaloo boy, bolo boy, boogaloo boy. Oh, he's a gay Bob Ross. Allegedly.
Really, I was thinking more Ace Ventura.
A gay Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Trevor Project.
Woot. She's got a nice house, except she doesn't really somehow water a cactus well. Is anyone else worried he's going to blow his dick off with his gun pointed right at it?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know what you want, but I have a bloody mattress over here if you just lay down a bit. So the truth will make you high. That's what we hear.
Oh, did what's the phrase come back?
What's their who's a who a come back? Oh, yeah. Here we go. Hold on. I have to admit them. Should we admit box back in?
Two guns.
I don't know. I wouldn't talk about box that way. I mean, it's not Box's fault that they don't know how to use the internet. I mean, are you sure you want to, like, talk about Box? They might come back at any time. Oh, welcome back, Box. Sorry. We weren't talking about you at all, we swear.
Mm-hmm. No, that line was so powerful that it kicked me off the computer, so.
We didn't even notice you're gone until, well.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
10 seconds ago, honestly.
That's fine. By the way, this is the lady from...
Welcome back. Hellraiser. Yes. Hellraiser. We already made the jokes. Cousin Hellraiser. Frank's in the bedroom.
She's not from Hellraiser.
Yeah, she is. She's Julia.
She is?
No, she's not.
She's Julia from Hellraiser.
No, she's not.
Hey, I spilled enough of my fluid to Julia from Hellraiser to know if that's Julia from Hellraiser.
That is not.
Okay, who do you think it is?
Settle this right now.
I think it's the lady that's from Stepfather 2, I think.
Stepfather 2, the hell?
Yeah, but she's not Julia.
Okay, so it's Julia true. Cotton.
Look at that face.
I don't think that's Julia.
How do I get a computer up? Give me some time, I'll look this up.
No, I can look it up.
Claire Higgins, is that it? Hey, Claire Higgins, Golden Compass, Hellraiser.
Is she in Hellraiser?
Well, Claire Higgins is in Hellraiser, yeah. And Downton Abbey, apparently.
Downton Abbey?
And the Night of the Doctor. Okay, hold on.
Are you looking at it right? No offense, you can't really use computers well.
Yeah. They Live Casting.
Yeah, go to They Live. Don't.
I am DB. What the hell is DB? Dibba? Dibba.
Anyway, we're looking at a really nice apartment for the like 80s.
This is God, that's Meg Foster. She looks just like Julia.
She's not Julia, though.
I know. Well, she looks like Julia. I didn't say she was Julia. Julia.
You got to look at the eyes. You look at her icy, icy eyes. She's great.
Meg, she was He-Man.
Stepfather, too, I think.
She's in He-Man, Lords of Salem, 31, which I have not seen yet. You said Stepfather, 2?
I think it's 2.
Hellblazers. Close enough.
I don't think it's 1. Maybe it's 1.
Jeeper Creepers 3. Twin Peaks. Well, I like to see her Twin Peaks. I'm sorry.
I don't think she would like that.
The Mentalist. And,
Ooh, Tina. See, she is feisty. She always plays kind of feisty women. I like that.
She broke her house.
Yeah, she don't
Does
care.
Does he have his sunglasses still? No?
Yep, she's fine.
She's not what you said, though, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we lied.
So we all lied. We all suck.
No, she has to be. No.
No, sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up. Just as you have the power, I also have the power.
He-Man. By the power of Castle IMDb.
But he does not have the power. She does, because he got his ass handed to him. And she's like still on the phone like, no, I'm good. Everything's cool.
She should be Julia.
She's not, though. She's not. He's only got like tiny little baby cuts, too. There's nothing that would be like, oh, I just got pushed through a fucking window. Yeah, look at those little baby cuts. Like the whole like G-Fresh cut thing.
I don't cut babies, so I don't know what you're talking about. Is that some kind of Detroit thing, cutting babies?
Babies. Oh, he's got some rips in his shirt.
Oh, he's got a French tuck where the tucked in the back but untucked in the front. I learned that term yesterday, French tuck.
That's not what a French tuck is.
I always thought it was like some sort of like, what was that? You call them ticked-off trannies? I always thought that was a French tuck.
Again,
French tuck.
We apologize.
I apologize for French tucking.
Yeah, I apologize for any
Is that
French
a Chris
people,
tuck?
Any tucking people, any.
You don't have to apologize to the French. They're surrender monkeys, anyways. Lay down, surrender like you always do.
Oh,
French
he's
people.
Shivering.
It's cold.
Why is he shivering?
It's cold in California.
They were saying that the glasses was like a drug, so like he was.
Oh my God, they were meth goggles.
They are meth goggles. Oh, he's going into withdrawal. Oh, his ass is getting dirtier by the minute too. I'm sorry. I'm surprised you didn't come up with that, Payne. I thought you were on ass duty.
Sorry, I was Googling what a French tuck was. And boy, those images you do not want to see. Yeah, it's something to do with three little people, a giant, and an orangutan giraffe. Not an orangutan and a giraffe, but an orangutan giraffe. Don't let no one see you.
Oh,
no.
He's so sad.
God, his forehead looks like mine in the fifth grade. Slightly broke out, buddy.
Ew. Oh, yeah,
A little
right.
more OxyClean. Keep scrubbing.
He went to a bank and shot everyone up.
What?
He was like, how many people did you kill? And I was like, kill? What the fuck are you talking about? I was like, oh, right, the bank.
Well, this is him without a mullet. They'll never see him because he's like, oh, that's not a mullet. He's just got long hair.
They're not actual people, though.
What do you mean they're not actual people?
The people he killed, they're not actual people.
Talk about dehumanizing now.
Oh, no. His stash. They fucking took his stash, you guys.
No.
No. Now he's going to go through major, major withdrawals. And get a sunburn on his face. And have baby cuts.
It's okay. Look, those people are obviously going to be poor. So, like, they didn't steal the glasses. So, it's fine.
They're in the trash can. He has to go in the trash.
He can just jump in there somehow.
No, not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Well, it works great for the kid and the stuff. You got
it actually did work great for the kid and the stuff.
So people are throwing away tinsel and shredded paper for some reason.
Yep. Tinsel and shredded paper. That's all I throw out.
Boxes. No rotting and boxes. Meat. No.
Oh, we
found
them.
The cleanest trash I've ever seen. Besides the time I did your mom's together. They were the cleanest trash I've ever seen.
Yeah.
My mom, only has a few boxes left or a few left.
Well, the funny thing is he just gently fell out.
Gently? Wasn't that Bruce Lee's cousin? Gently?
No.
Come on, think about it.
He has his box. He has his box.
Well, yeah, but it only has like two of them in there.
So somebody must have taken them. Maybe.
And his pants never get dirtier. I mean, they started dirty, but they never get dirtier.
No, they get dirtier. Look at that. That's dirt.
Yeah, that's how they started, though.
No.
Yeah, no, he's still a black guy.
He's your friend. Okay, why is his pants so chunky, Keith David's?
His pants are chunky?
His pants are chunky, and look at that sweatshirt. It looks like he gave hella weight.
Hey, shut up. You gained hella weight.
I did gain hella weight. It's quarantine.
I think we all did. Yeah. This is actually a fun scene. I like them fighting because they're fighting for their friendship. He's trying to get his friend to get out of the Matrix. He's trying to throw that pill down his throat.
Yeah, they're taking their red pill. That's like Republican rhetoric now.
Oh.
Taking the red pill. This is a Republican rhetoric now.
I wasn't even going there. I was going just Matrix-y. Again, when I see movies like this, it makes me appreciate good fight scenes. Because I don't think people realize what goes into a good fight scene until you see a really, really shitty fight scene.
Well, that's the thing. Roddy's a wrestler and a boxer, so he can carry his own, but most actors can't.
Yeah, but Keith David is doing pretty good. He's doing pretty good.
Uh-huh. Because it's scripted for him to do pretty good.
And look, they're friends. They're friends. Ugh.
Oh, they were friends until it hit him again. Oh. Cheap shot.
Still friends. Still friends. Ugh.
Oh, there you go. Oh, go for the nuts.
so mean.
It was anti-teabagging.
That was really, he went for the crotch.
Okay, that was less friendship.
That was Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Although that's Piper, too.
He's forcing him to take that red pill, which is the glasses.
You know how weird it is to see someone, don't step on the glasses. You stupid. Oh. Oh. Didn't see that coming, neither did Roddy Piper.
He's going to take the glasses, throw them. Fuck your glasses. I only wear Ray-Bans, bitch.
This is the weirdest looting scene I've ever seen. So the guy's taking stolen property, but won't, whatever.
Okay, so but you gotta look at it from Keith David's character's point of view. Your friend is just, there's his shirt again.
Your friend's trying to give you sunglasses because it's bright outside, so you beat the hell out of him.
No. Your friend just killed multiple people at a bank, comes back and says, dude, put these glasses on or I'm gonna kill you.
Suplex down, bam. One, it really is two, a good fight. Three.
It is a good fight. Oh. It's a great fight. Wait.
Was like birdseed or something being thrown on him?
I think it's just like gravel.
I think that's how Keith David's comes. This looks like birdseed. Yes. At this point, he's very spent.
You know, that's fine because he's giving back to the world. Oh,
fondle the guy's crotch with your knee. I usually have to pay for that at massage parlor. I call that a happy ending with a twist.
Oh, he just got him down.
Take that 2x4 and just happened to lay there in the car.
That's an illegal weapon.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, this guy. Come on.
Come on.
Go.
No. Oh.
Just like, oh yeah, take the bottle. I won't say what it's called. The bottle's still.
Bottle.
Dude,
you just. Oh no, they broke the guy's car. Oh. That's so mean.
Okay, here we go. Now it's.
This is the greatest friendship fight ever.
But only dudes can fight like this, by the way. Oh, wow, he's got his head.
Yeah, when it's girls, it's usually like bra and panty matches, you know? It's kind of obnoxious. Girls can't, in movies, don't usually go like this. Which I would like to see more of. Which in Gargoyles.
Gargoyles.
There were women that would fight men.
Is that a cartoon?
It was. Oh,
you.
Keith David
I'm
won.
Just quoting the movie.
Keith David won. He's not going to wear the sunglasses. It was a really big fight. If you talked to somebody and said, so there's a fight in this, like a really big fight to see if somebody wears sunglasses.
That's the premise of the movie.
That's, oh, I mean, this
gotta
is
wear sunglasses,
it's black and white violence about wearing sunglasses.
It's
basically a Conway West video.
It's two friends. One is desperate to save the other friend's soul. So much so that he gives him so many suplexes.
And Keith is taking him like a champ, by the way.
Yeah.
It's, you gotta admit, man, for a guy who was, he's a Juilliard trained actor.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sorry. He really is. He's a Juilliard trained actor. He is taking the physical violence
he
really
is.
Well.
No, he's a great actor. Okay, he
they're
finally
everywhere.
Got him to wear the glasses. And now he's finally seeing it.
This is completely Matrix shit.
Yeah.
I told you.
This is like if Neo kicked Morpheus's ass and was like, no, you gotta fucking look at this.
No, this is like the Matrix was made for $100. It's like, fuck it. Storyline.
Yeah, that's true. They are coming out with another Matrix, by the way.
Oh, fuck's sakes.
Yeah. But only one of the sisters is doing it, so that's gonna be different. So now they're just
one of the sisters.
Yeah,
I thought they were siblings. Like
The Wachowski sisters.
Wait, okay, I know one did.
Nope, both.
Both?
Oh.
Yep.
When the hell did the other one do both?
They both did, so.
When did they have time to make movies?
Well, they did Jupiter Ascending.
Oh.
So one lost a bet. Got it.
Yeah. But you know who's coming back?
Keanu
Reeves is coming. Yeah, Keith David's going to be in it.
Holy shit, I made that up, really?
Yes. No.
Is he playing Morpheus?
I have no, well, no. Because
he couldn't afford the other guy.
But
Lawrence Fishburne? No.
No,
Sean
I don't think
Connery.
Fishburne.
It's supposed to be Sean Connery.
I hear Keith David's attached. Keanu Reeves is attached. So
they're attached to each other. There you go, Trevor. You're
surgically
welcome.
Attached. They're surgically attached.
It's like human
and
centipede
they have to go into the
people.
Matrix. And I'm going to enjoy this movie very much. But Keanu is having, like, the year because he's doing that. He's doing the next, what's that, Bang Bang Shoot 'Em Up one with the dog. Dog dies and he gets mad. He shoots up people. John Wick. He's doing the next John Wick. And he's doing Bill and Ted 2. Anyway, so Keith David's going to be in that. supposedly I'm going to be excited to watch that. Bi can form consume. So now they're both buddies that can see it together. And now he's taking off his shirt. And there's silence in the room. I'm the only one talking.
Oh. Well.
I was sexting Papa Shango. Sorry.
Okay, guys, please don't sext behind my back. It's rude. It's very impolite.
And now I'm sexting myself because I'm seeing Roddy take his shirt off again.
You're like, hey, me. It's me.
I don't need that type of shit either.
They do good job with the makeup, though.
I was going to bring that up. That looks like a busted-ass face for both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, for both of them, that looks good makeup.
And the blood looks like blood.
Yeah.
The effects are really, for amount of money they probably had to spend on effects, that they did not skimp on makeup. Gotta find some people to know some people. Oh, great. Did we lose Evie now? Is this just like rotating fucking people bounced out?
No, she's just watching.
She's eating her spicy chicken.
Hey, I didn't get spicy chicken, jerk. I got salt
chicken
and pepper
jerk.
Fish.
Fish. She got
pepper
fish.
Fish. Sorry.
Salt and pepper. Yeah, you better be. Salt
now, did you pepper. Buy it or did you make it?
I bought it. I have a place that hooks me up. And it's really sad because, so guys, real talk, COVID isn't a China disease. You can go to Chinese food restaurants and not get COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Start going to Chinese food restaurants.
But you can go to a Chinese food restaurant and get COVID. It's a side dish now. That's what I hear. It replaces rice. Like, I'll take the Wong Pao chicken, some black and pepper fish, and COVID, please. Thank you. You can't edit me out.
No, we can't. I mean, technically you could if somebody does have it, but yeah, no, you should not be racist. Don't be racist, people.
Don't be racist.
Don't be racist.
You can't win anyways. You're all too slow.
It's so, not so much that they're racist so much as they're stupid.
I think.
Don't they go hand in hand?
Yeah, I was just going to say that sometimes that kind of goes hand in hand.
Unless you're listening to this podcast, which means you're smart enough to listen to the podcast, so you can be one of those.
That's right. Our two listeners, you're smart.
See, 3PO listeners, you're dumb. Get it, R2?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. She was in Stepfather, too. I looked it up.
Or it was Stepfather in her.
She was in Stepfather, too.
Wait, Stepfather, too.
It wasn't a porno.
And it wasn't a porno. No, it's a horror movie, guys. Stepfather and Stepfather, too, are actually pretty good.
Oh, I thought you meant...
One, and I saw the beginning of two, where like the doctor was staring at this guy breaking apart this house and then saying, I'll fix it, as like, this is totally a healthy individual.
Well, no, they're not healthy, and like the stepfather is not a healthy individual.
Wait, what was stepfather
no, I think
about?
He is.
Wasn't that with Mark Wahlberg?
It was about a guy who marries into a family and
right. He's
trying to take the place of the dad.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg. And like Mel Gibson.
Oh, he's buying a gun. Wait, why are they buying guns? I should have been paying attention. They're buying guns.
That's Daddy's home. I was thinking of Daddy's home. Holy shit.
I don't know what kind of pornos you watch, so I don't want to know.
Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg? Really?
I don't really want to know.
It's not actually a porno.
Not a porno, it's a kid's movie.
Oh, look at this guy. This guy's fun. He's got a big beard.
Meaning a facial growth and not like what Ellen the DeGeneres has.
I'm trying to figure out how
he
they
has a
found
wife.
Out to find someone.
What was that?
How they find out to find someone. Like how they know where the resistance was.
Twitter.
Yeah, I was going to
say. K-pop videos. Fan cams.
They probably just put up an ad, like, somewhere.
I have a reminder to download Rat Erotica Fan Cam. I don't know what that even means. But apparently there's a Rat Erotica Fan Cam I need to download and use. Oh my God, it's Brother Frank. This really is Hellraiser. And this time it's just because he's Brother Frank. Get it? Ah.
No. Oh, no, they're tired because of the... Oh, and they got little contacts for them. So they don't get headaches and
you assume stuff. They're contacts. 3, 2, 1, contact.
Damn, that sucks. Who wants to wear contacts all the time?
You know,
they double up the power if they wore the contacts and then the sunglasses.
Is that Chong? Is that Tommy Chong? Far out, man. I can't do any voice with this, by the way. Brian Dennehy.
I like the brain thing in the back. You look at the TV. The TV does like some squiggles. Squiggles go in the brain, and the brain has the squiggles in it.
I'll put my squiggles in your brain and your box.
Thank you.
All over your brain.
God.
Cortex, stem, frontal lobe, doesn't matter.
I wish I didn't have a brain.
Wow. Their faces really heal quickly.
Yeah.
So makeup A plus. Continuity, not so much.
Well, okay. To be honest, guys, we don't know how long this took them to get to here. It could have been like 3 months.
We could have if we had my special guest, but you said no, we don't want any special guests.
You know, this is something I'm just kind of realizing because I didn't pay any attention. So global warming's been around for a while, huh?
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, hoax. 70s and all that.
That's
fake. Oh, yeah.
There's no global warming.
Big deal.
If there's a global warming, why is it cold in my apartment?
Why are people, like, so resistant to the idea, then, if it's, like, something that's been around for, what the fuck is this now, 50 years?
Okay.
Holy shit, is it, like, 50 years?
From the 70s? The 70s is not 50 years. Oh, honey.
Technically, women have been around
all
for
right.
a while, too.
Our one listener who's smart and listens to me.
The 70 has been 50 years, by the way. Do math.
No, it has not.
The 70s? 50 years ago.
Has not been.
1970 plus 30 is 2000 plus 20 is 2020. Math. 50 years.
No.
Wow.
Okay, so the one smart listener that listens to Evie.
Yeah.
All right. But that's another podcast. That's a long
Wait,
podcast.
Isn't that guy the bad guy from Ticked Off Trannies with Knives? I had to watch that crap after you guys watched it on Tubi.
It was...
Or not Tubi.
Oh, was that an Uzi?
I think it's a squirt gun.
Oh.
A squirt gun? Like your mom?
Oh, wait, who is this guy? It's not Brian Dunn. He was making fun of it.
I like the old lady in the glasses with the knit hat. I think that's probably going to, I don't know. I think she's a kindred spirit of mine. She's like, down with fucking fascists. Yeah, what up? Yep. She's in the resistance.
Why did I believe her? Why is she still, is she really? Because I think she'd be sketchy as shit.
Why? Why would she be sketchy as shit? Why?
Because look at her. She's just like, oh, I'm so calm and collected and rich.
Wow.
And
you don't think women can be calm and collected and rich?
She's wearing a sweater. Isn't she like that Freddy Krueger cardigan thing?
No. It's like the 80s.
Are you
everybody
okay?
Wears.
I kicked you out a window. I'm sorry. I just have a hard time believing that like...
She kicked his ass? Me too.
No, I think she's a Terminator.
No, that's not funny. Okay, so today at work, one of this guy came up and was like talking to my boss, and she's like this petite lady, and she's really strong. She can carry a lot of shit. And he's like, I need help grabbing a jack. And she's like, and he's like, I need help carrying it because it's really heavy. She's like, oh no, I can help you. And he, like, at first I thought he was kidding the way he was doing it, but then he was just like, you're a lady, you can't do it. She's like, no, I can't. And she's just like all nice. She's like, no, I totally can. I can lift it all by myself. And then she went over there. He's like, well, no, never mind. If you can lift it, I can lift it. Like, and it's just like, dude.
Wait, so some dude asked your other boss dude to help him jack?
To and get someone like, to help him lift like, jack.
Because he
I
couldn't
knew
lift
it
himself.
Jack.
And she's like, no, I can lift it. I can jack.
We have jack jokes while people are dying. No, I have a friend that's very strong.
You do?
And kind of petite.
Is it really a friend?
Yeah. She's my Missouri friend. And she gets that too.
This is the best soundtrack ever. All I hear is like guns going off. I can't hear either of you talk.
Oh, okay.
Now I feel bad for suspecting her. She was about to die.
It's just, apparently this is my neighborhood this afternoon.
Oh, Detroit? No doubt. This is like security cam footage of just going to 7-Eleven in Detroit.
This is just
the guy's why I beat jerky. That's why I beat jerky, you bitch.
I don't know who is shooting, and I'm just like, stop. Go back to fireworks. That was a great death.
Why does it look like they're wearing Nazi uniforms?
Well, probably that goes back to that. You know, it's probably like a fascism thing. You know?
Can we just say on the spectrum of like
political ideologies,
it's like, so conservative goes with fascism, and so communism goes with Democrats.
What the hell? Communist goes with Democrats? Who the hell said that? Papa Shango.
They're liberals.
I'm getting that on a
conservative
shirt.
Republicans.
I'm told.
I'm just saying that there's like a degree and they all kind of connect. And so.
Yeah, there's like authoritative. Like fascism is more authoritative and.
Oh, his watch is doing shit. Oh, dude, that's how that guy disappeared.
I don't know where you're going, though.
Now get in like... there.
I've had that talk with my penis so many times. Get in there. No, I don't know where it goes. Get in that hole now. And then I shoot a bunch of like strong non-blanks with one hand.
Boom.
You realize it goes to nothing and nowhere.
This is the Matrix, baby. Slightly
Matrix
better acting.
Matrix is a lot cleaner. Yeah. I remember. It's so clean.
Yeah, there's no raves. There's no, like, Zion raves.
Zion. Yeah. Those work boots have to be damn comfortable for them to do all that in there. And they wear matching boots, too. So they're homeless, but they can afford $130 boots.
Well, here's the probably the deal is they have to buy those boots to work at that work site.
Oh my God, it's one of those ectoplasm things. Slimer's in here.
Yeah, that is. Did they just like
find a ghost?
Do?
Yeah.
No, I mean, did they like borrow props from a studio?
Let's see what movie this was built first. Like this or Ghostbusters. I'll do my sleuthing. If you're typing in the background, it's definitely not me playing porn.
It's definitely him playing porn.
Ghost porn.
Not watching, just playing.
Playing porn. Well, like one of those, like, you know, Japanese games.
84. Or... Ghostbusters came first.
Okay. Now we know.
Oh, 2025.
2025?
Yeah, the entire planet. Will be under the domination.
Wow.
So 5 more years.
It's not going to last 5 more years.
Gotta be optimistic about things, you know?
That mustache apparently came back.
Why are they all wearing their human flesh skins underground?
Because they're probably used to it now.
Wait, that's your question? Not why they made a big balcony underground?
Why doesn't anybody stop those two dudes? He looks like that guy that says diabetes.
Wilford Brimley. Yeah, holy Christ, there's Gary Owens again. What the shit?
I like how everything's pink. Aliens love pink.
The singer? Me too.
Yeah. Oh, they can see him with the... Welcome aboard.
Wait, is that the homeless dude with the hat at the beginning, with the bucket hat?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Harvey Weinstein. Holy shit.
No.
Yeah, they have a lot in common. He's giving the guy a massage.
I know. He was like, I'm not saying he's gay, but
he's giving some dude a massage.
He was real squeezing that shoulder.
And now they're following him back to his hotel room.
No. They're following him backstage.
Yeah. Real backstage. Portable jobs.
Why is he holding his arm? Was it hurt?
Well, he is turned on by it.
He still has perfectly coiffed hair. Look at that hair.
And that's just the pubic hair they're talking about. The hair on his head, pretty damn good too.
Yeah, both impressive. Of them. Carpets and the drapes, both beautifully coiffed.
Wait, oh, they're underground, right?
Beaming out.
Spice. Where is their space there?
It's a teleporter, that's why. Come on, you never seen Star Trek? You can beam sideways.
They're underground. Why is there the sky?
Time and space, you know?
Or are they not underground, really?
I don't think they're underground. I think they just have concrete bunkers, like Archie Bunker.
You can be underground and still have like a teleporter to wherever. You know?
What is that window thingy there? Like that's a window, right?
Yeah, well it could be painted. It could just be for ambiance, for when people zoom out. They want to zoom out in style. To the other planet. Didn't we see this scene? It's like they're walking the exact same way.
Can't go to bed dead. That shit would be redundant. That's redundant. And that is...
I like how he's just like showing... I think it's interesting that the aliens can't tell the other aliens. Anderson. You know,
aliens
like...
can't tell other aliens?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So all these illegal aliens are ruining America?
Oh, the aliens can't tell the humans apart.
Right.
Like, with their flesh skins. But right. They can tell them apart.
Like only the humans can tell the aliens, but the aliens can't tell... if they're human or they're alien, because then he wouldn't be like showing them around. He would just be like, you know, like Donald Sutherland, and then they would kill them.
Cable 54.
Yeah, you need armed guards for Cable 54.
See, I don't think he's an alien. He's a rich fat cat, literally now, who let the aliens invade and selling off Earth. That's an alien, motherfucker. The other one's a human.
The fat cat's a human?
He's a human. He's a sellout. He's a Frenchie. He's a conspirator.
He's not an alien?
No. Oh,
okay.
No.
I thought he was an alien.
And Roddy Piper's literally grabbing him by his short and curlies. Not saying which head.
He was. Oh,
And Keith David ain't gonna have none of this shit.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if Evie's still here. Papa Shangle.
I'm here.
Are you Papa sleeping?
Like, damn, I'm trying to eat and sleep at the same time.
I was actually sneezing.
Did you shard again? I'm not sure if that was on camera last time.
Yeah, that makes you feel better.
You sharding does not make me feel better. It makes me kind of horny, to be honest. But could you send that?
It makes me kind of sad for you.
For which one of us that it makes me horny?
Both of you.
Can I have your underwear for a crown?
Okay, so... this is also what I miss in movies, is blood. I miss blood.
Real blood, too.
Action movies. Yeah. Real honest-to-goodness blood.
Until they went PG-13 for some damn reason. You can't show real blood.
I know. You know,
we really need to fix the rating system because it's kind of bullshit.
I mean, you have Wolverine with claws going through people with no blood. What the hell is that about, X-Men?
I know. You know, and honestly, it makes it, I think, even worse because you can't see the ramifications of it. So you're just like, oh, okay. There's no consequence to your action.
Yeah, this movie earned an R, probably for the blood.
Probably for two friends beating each other up and all the teabagging.
There was a lot of
each other up for so long.
They did teabag each other for a long time, which is very uncomfortable to watch. Like, they stopped beating.
You say uncomfortable. I say welcomed.
Say rewind. Oh, erotic.
That is the word, right?
I'm just saying I didn't mind it. Oh, there's a pregnant lady.
But does she live pregnantly?
Ooh, do aliens have babies?
The E.T., right? Like, that's a baby.
Oh, Alien has babies.
Ah, that is true. Those little xenomorphs.
And Aliens has babies. Actually, Aliens is, I think, like a whole huge thing about motherhood.
Or space herpes.
Motherhood.
I'm going with space herpes.
I'm going with motherhood.
The next throwdown, motherhood versus space herpes. Who's going to win that one?
You guys are kind of weird.
They're like, I think it's about aliens. And we're like, fuck off.
They found Slimer. Man, Ghostbusters go military now. I don't know if I like this version of Ghostbusters.
It's, you know, it's a lot rowdier than the last one. A lot rowdier, Roddy Piper.
Rowdier.
There's pink again. There's a message of that. I don't know. It's a theme.
That was the 80s.
It's a color motif, isn't it?
It's a color motif, yeah. Oh, they're human. Let them go.
See the humans.
I mean, you don't have to let them go.
Yeah, I mean, like, what happens if you have a human that's, like, as big a dick as them? Mm-hmm.
That's like a conspiracy dude, yeah.
Oh my god, you're right.
Yeah, we're
looking for ghosts.
They are.
You didn't believe us?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I thought you guys were, you know, being pieces of shit. But now I believe you.
So aliens shoot like stormtroopers. That's what we learned.
Yes.
So far, 25 of them have not been able to shoot straight ones.
Right.
Zooming in the barrel of the gun. Oh, that's like NRA porn right now.
She's not trust Holly for shit.
What? Fuck that. She's wandering around. Yeah. She's a conspirator.
Why is she all calm? And, like, all this gun's going off, and she's all calm and shit. It's like, no, you know that there's something wrong with them that hurt. I take it back.
Plus, every time their place got crashed, she was there. The cops all of a sudden knew where to go.
Yeah.
She's a narc.
She's kind of acting robotic. Maybe she's a robot, you guys.
Let's go. That's what he
said. Why don't she just shoot her?
Oh,
she's gonna shoot him. Boom. No. Sorry, no. Keith David.
No.
David.
Is
that like
David?
Cheesy's a badass. Isn't that J.D. Harmeyer? Sorry, our CERN reference. Baba Booey, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Why do I hear echo, echo?
I don't know. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Why, Holly? Why?
Why? You can't win.
I can't. I like her better.
And she's nihilistic. She's... I am so glad I came back on just to let you guys know that she is not
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser. You would have such egg on your faces.
Well,
it's fine. We can just edit it out.
No, we can't. Uneditable.
Uneditable. Everything we say is uneditable.
Oh.
Right through the ovaries.
I like how she just there.
Right in the cha-cha.
Right in the chatch. Oh, don't shoot his hair.
So he's got like a gun smaller than...
You know, they all keep your dying deck by falling over.
I was going to say that, but...
Well, yeah, that's how they died in the 80s.
No, I mean like straight falling back over.
Yeah, that's how they died in the 80s. That was how it was cool. That's how he died.
So he sacrifices himself to save humanity. Yeah. And gives him the middle finger.
Gives him the finger. Fuck you.
Oh, perfect. And then HGTV was invented and we saw what everyone looked like for real.
And honestly, people would probably be like, yeah, well, I still want my Google iPhone.
I don't know. I think Candace Owens never looked so good.
People are like, yeah, that's fine, whatever.
The last second there's titties. The last second there's titty.
No beaver shot, though.
Ah, Laura Ingraham titty, though. It's horrible. Oh, that's a dead lady.
And that's how it ends.
What's wrong, baby?
Hey, what's wrong, baby?
They had a Keith David, they had Holly. It just says the girl from Hellraiser.
And a black revolutionary, a family man's daughter.
And a brown one.
Depressed human.
Depressed human. Oh my God, I've never felt.
An Arab clerk.
I've never felt so.
But also a scruffy blonde guy.
Male ghoul. Female ghoul.
Naked lady.
Ra's al Ghul. Sorry. Get it? Ra's al Ghul. Ah, fuck you guys, Batman.
Hey, Stratton Leopold was a unit product manager. He was also a depressed guy and a product manager.
Hey, good for him. Good for him. He's moving on up.
I don't know. The best thing that came from Larry Franco was, well, James, really. I was going to make a nutsack joke, but I can't back that up.
Look at all those grips.
Key, watch, best man. Boy, Dolly, Kung Fu, all those damn grips.
So I'm like one of those assholes that actually watches like the whole credits. And because like you look at, you see like names like Margaret Goodspeed. And it's like, that's an interesting name.
Oh, I remember Mirror Mirror had the name Rainbow Harvest.
That's nice. Rainbow Harvest.
Rainbow Harvest. That's my porn name.
Alaska
Thunderstruck. Damn, that was taken. That should be a new website.
Is that your Siri? It's
just like... Alaska Thunderthuck. Thunderthuck? What the fuck?
But, like, always at the theaters, like, spouse was like, you ready to go? I'm like, no. I'm watching the thing, and like, you don't know anybody. I'm like, yeah,
how do you know?
I want to know who's in it, and I want to see where they shot it at.
That was the best thing about that piece of shit movie I had to watch with the bowel movements. What were you guys called? The bloody hoosies? Yeah.
The hoosie whatsits?
The tampon club. Yeah, that one. They did the credits before they started the movie. Like, that's how good the movie was. They're like, let's get the credit reel out of the way. Fuck it. Let's go.
Which movie was that?
I don't even remember. that it's burnt out my brain.
Are you talking about the movie you watched with me?
Oh my god. Was it you? All these tampon clubs are just blending together.
Fucking art camp.
It was PARS. It was one of
you
PARS.
You wish they were tampon clubs. You get off on weird
data
shit.
Data Control Corporation, ETA system.
Good year.
Bad year it was.
Bad year.
1888.
It didn't really say where exactly it kind of was shot in. It didn't even say anything about the music. And, you know, that's a bummer. For being an 80s movie that's an action-y movie, there had to be a fucking montage.
The Great Peter's Abe's Church, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Right?
That was in Georgia. So that was weird. But I'm surprised at the end they didn't have, like, a rockin' ballad, you know?
Well, they killed Keith What's-His-Face.
Yeah, and that was off-screen, too, which was kind of a bullshit move.
Well, you see his brains blow out. That's what you wanted.
Well, I wanted, you know, here's what I feel. Like, if you're going to kill off a character that we know and love, you know, give the actor something to do. Don't do it off-screen.
So,
you know?
Basically, you want to see a black man get his brains blown out.
No, I'm saying give the actor something to do. Because I imagine as an actor, I would be like, yeah, let me do this scene. You know, let me bring it to its conclusion. You know, and plus that would be kind of an interesting thing to do or to have as a scene. It's like, okay, let me do my death scene. You know, I don't know if they just didn't have enough money or what the dealio was, but.
Ran out of blood.
Yeah, ran out
Read
of blood.
The trivia.
What?
Read the general trivia. The film became the subject of neo-Nazi quote sigs, which claimed the film's aliens were actually meant to be Jews who were subverting white society and taking over the world.
Honestly, I'm not surprised.
I am finally outed.
When I did my readings for surf Nazis, the shit that they believe is fucking cuckoo bonkers, and it is still alive and well today. It is. And again, like, you think that it's gonna hit some kind of mark and then it goes off a deep end and this weird niche just kind of claims it as their own. But no, I don't think it was about Jewish people as being aliens taking over as the Illuminati.
I have no idea what the Illuminati is. Is that real? Is that a cryptid?
It was real.
Who cares? Time. Just getting a throwback. You're waiting for that one. You're waiting for that throwback, weren't you?
So what are your thoughts, guys? What are your quick thoughts on this movie?
Are we doing a throwdown style, just quick thoughts in general?
Well, I mean, usually we do point on point, but we don't really have time for that.
Oh,
so we'll
thank
just
Christ.
It. Yeah.
Thank God for small favors and smaller guns.
Plus, I kind of want to get rid of you. So we're just going to kind of do some of our thoughts about the movie and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Evie, you got any thoughts?
Let's see. The movie was okay. I was expecting... I was expecting Keith to live forever and to get with Roddy Piper. And I don't know, they would go to space and continue their beating up adventures.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Instead he died off screen, like you said.
Oh, and, we think he died.
That's true. That's another caveat. If it's off screen, that always opens up to a sequel. Because you don't know if it really happened.
Oh, so he's alive and What's-His-Face is going to be alive and their buddy cop buddiness. Well, they're not buddy cops, but...
They'll be like a Joe Piscopo movie. Well, Joe Piscopo dies in the first act.
Homeless guys that save the world and keep saving the world. And
Chocolate Chip Charlie.
Yes, Chocolate Chip Charlie. I love him. He was so good. Anyway, that was the stuff. That was from the stuff.
But. Oh, I thought that was from Willy Wonka. What the hell? Oompa, doompa, doompity-doo. If you like movies, this is not for you. No, I like this movie.
I like this movie too, but also it's like, I don't want to say it kind of just lost my attention in certain spots.
Not enough boobs. If you like boobies, this is not the movie for you. There you go.
It's just like, it's that fight scene with the two friends. It went on really long, and I started checking Twitter.
Teabagging, I swear to God. When he ripped out his balls and started shoving in the guy's mouth over and over again, I almost lost it. It lasted for like 15 minutes.
Like, lost it, like...
I won't tell you which way. I won't tell you which way.
So you started checking Twitter.
Yeah, I just kind of zoned out in a bunch of uncertain spots because it, like, was going on too long, and the thought process of, like, I kind of enjoyed, to some degree, I kind of enjoyed the fact that the dude was like, oh, look, aliens! And then he just sort of wandered around, got guns, and killed a bunch of them. It was like, aliens are taking over the world. Because, like, what the hell else do you do when you don't have any idea what the hell is happening? And
it's a pretty ballsy move.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like he was going a little crazy, which I kind of appreciated. But at the same time, it's also kind of directionless panic.
So it was basically a Bloody Mary podcast to you. At one time, you just zone out, check Twitter, wish for anything else, watch the two guys teabag each other, and then come back to the action.
It's like a one-trick pony with him. It's just like shit on all over the podcasts.
I know. Shit all over the podcast. If I want to shit on the podcast, I don't know if I can do that. I could, you know what? I could actually take a podcast of me taking a shit, and I'll have more fans than the Bloody Marys do.
And
most of them Eastern European for some reason.
People who love one-trick ponies, I'm sure would love it. But so you liked the movie.
You hate ponies? You hate ponies?
I hate one-trick ponies.
You want two tricks?
I want at least two tricks.
You are two
tricks. If I paid for it, I want at least two.
You and Papa Shangle, you're a bunch of tricks. Get out. That's all you is. No, just kidding. I love you, Papa Shango.
Yay.
The best thing we saw with Box, with all his boxes relatively tossed in the trash where Box belongs. Mm. And some people wearing Box fur hats. What the hell was that about?
Yeah, because they were poor.
They were poor. It was raining.
They were poor and it was raining and they didn't want the rain on their heads.
Was it because raining?
It was supposed to be raining. Well, dude, have you had rain on your face? It's not pleasant.
Have you had Roddy Piper's balls on your face? Apparently,
yes, and it is pleasant.
It has been very pleasant. They sold it for 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes.
Talk about Piper's Pit. That's all I'm saying. You know?
Allegedly.
No, it was called Piper's Pit, I'm pretty sure.
Allegedly. What are your thoughts on the movie? Oh, you're the one who picked it.
I picked this because I thought it can't possibly be worse than Bully. And I'm right. Of course I'm right.
On that, I will agree.
There you go.
This the movie one is... and only time.
But think about agree. This. How much does this movie apply today? We've got police violence. We've got a consumer culture. We've got a bunch of sheep people. And we've got people blindly following whatever fuck Fox News says. Whatever it is, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Someone actually reappropriated I can't breathe for a reason why they can't wear a mask.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think someone needs to step on their neck for a while to see what it really feels like. I think we can actually just take volunteer on this one. But for a movie that was shot in 88, during racial tension still, nothing changed. Just gets worse. During crack coming out, and everyone's dying of crack sprinkled on them, like Dave Chappelle would say. Nothing got better. To still have this be an issue is both really scary on how well they thought ahead and pretty damn sad we couldn't avoid the trajectory anyways. It's like we knew the boat was crashing, but we couldn't change directions. And we still slammed into Box or something like that. 10 out of 12 Cthulhu's, plus 2 for bonus and Roddy Piper, 13 out of 15, because he was topless through most of the movie. The end.
So I think this movie is important for anyone to see, but like, I probably wouldn't give it such a high movie just because it is kind of hard to sit through the entire time. And like I said, that one chick was sketchy as shit the entire time, and I was like, she's sketchy as shit, and you're like, but she was. Anyway, 5 out of 10. Like,
5 out of 10?
It's kind of middling. It's like something
Wow. Okay.
I like will watch it and I'll enjoy it, but it's not something that's gonna make me want to come back to it. But okay. It's like really is very topical. It's still relevant today, and the movie did a good job of saying what it needed to say, and I just didn't care about the actual movies. I liked the message and everything. I just didn't get too much into the movie, except Roddy Piper and Keith. I can't remember his last name because David. David.
But what'd you think of Laura Ingraham's and Candace Owens' cameo as those faceless alien sociopaths? It's like basically they're playing themselves.
Who?
That's the only response you ever need. Who?
Oh.
So, Box, what you think?
Well, I've always liked this movie. But like I said, it's been a really long time since I've watched it. So I was kind of curious what I would think about it now. I do like the commentary. I do like that there are a lot of people involved. Like you guys said, I mean, sadly, you know, and I've, you know, you read up on a lot of stuff when shit's going down. And a lot of professors, you know, say it's, you know, cyclic, this whole thing. It's like, you know, things will get better for a little bit and then things go back to trash. Things will get better for people and then things go back to trash. And so it's interesting to see that cycle, but also in kind of such a short period of time.
You said butt cycle, by the way.
Yeah, butt cycle.
Yeah, I like to see that butt cycle. It's very interesting to me, too.
Yeah. Especially, too, in Detroit, you know, where we have had a lot of race riots and a lot of racial tension. I think that was in here not as vocally, especially because, you know, the main character was a white dude. But, you know, definitely with the imagery of the cops and them taking over, like, the homeless places and things like that. Again,
it's... trying to snatch your crops.
Well, and...
That's Cypress Hill. Sorry. Lyrics before you're born.
So, you know Cypress Hill. But just to where it's, like, just pitting us against each other without us really realizing what they're doing. Anyway, I really liked that. I really liked, now that I'm a little bit more into wrestling, I liked the fight. I thought it was a really good fight.
A lot of suplexes.
A
lot of nut shots, eye pokes.
And again, like you said, during it, Keith David did stand up pretty good. Honestly, I would have liked to have seen him wrestle more of the aliens instead of just shooting them. I thought that would have been a lot more fun, him and Keith David. Like, hey, team. Yeah. I would have been more into that, too. Because that's
bet. Yeah. Like Keith Davidson and Roddy Piper tag team? Yeah. We're talking about movie again, right?
Tag team aliens, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have weird kinks. But I think that, if we look back at this specific point in time, what people are being drawn into is the Rowdy Roddy Piper. We have wrestling fans or fans of like that genre who are coming in just to see him.
And star power, 1,000%. Agree.
Star power, yes. And what they get is something that's a little bit deeper than that. And I think that is important to remember. You know, they're coming in to see a blockbuster and they go out seeing something that is different, like you said, kind of pre-Matrix. That might cause some people to think, might cause some people to question some things, and I think that's important. So I would give it an 8 out of 10.
I have to agree. I'll give you a +1. another plus two, 10 out of 10 for you because we have extra credit there. And it debuted at number one in North America and then had a cult following layered on, which had even stronger because John Carpenter, of course, and you have Carpenter for horror. You've got Roddy Piper for wrestling and a lot of cults right there. Two different things merging together. And we learned something extremely valuable with this movie.
What's that?
We learned, if you want, first of all, it had a $3 million budget and made 13 mil first run.
That's awesome.
Pretty fucking good.
That's awesome.
The extremely important thing we learned, if we want to stop that cyclical thing, a little up and down, we need as black people, white people, whatever people, to fight together, band together, even if you beat the shit out of each other with your best friend and teabag them. Teabag them for 15
them
minutes.
To wear those goddamn glasses and their
which
goddamn
are now should
masks.
Be masks. Yes. Replace
and
glasses
see the
and masks.
Truth. And see the fucking truth.
Dude, yeah. It was so depressing on Twitter. Like Reese Witherspoon said something like, masks aren't political. It's to be kind and courteous to other people. So, you know, wear it to be kind and acknowledge other people. And then it's like almost all her comments are people calling her a sheep and a political puppet. And it's like, aww.
Yeah. You know, and again, this is like the only country where it's become politicized. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
well, that's because the person you guys voted in. And one thing.
I didn't do it.
You did? See, right there.
I did not do it.
It was Evie. It was all Evie.
No.
She called up. She's like, Mr. Putin.
I voted third party.
Mr. Putin.
See, exactly. You voted a third party. You're welcome. You just voted him in. Remember,
okay.
Folks,
okay.
No third
okay.
party votes
okay.
this time.
No, no. Okay. Well, that's okay. No.
Okay.
No. I'm
okay.
putting my foot down on this shit now, right now. Because of the two party system, is this whole fucking issue. Okay. The two party system is you're choosing between two people that you basically bastardized your entire
yes.
belief systems and are expecting two random ass people that you don't really know. You've never fucking met them. You don't know if they're going to uphold jack shit. You just know that the party is telling you, oh, hey, yeah, they're totally the guy you want to go for. And then you just follow them like fucking sheep. And now we have the two party system where you can't actually choose for someone else that's not part of the party because then you're just wasting your votes and ruining the chances of the actual people you want in. Well, guess what? You know what happened last year? Nobody fucking wanted Hillary. Nobody fucking wanted Trump. But that's who we got. So then all of a sudden, everyone wanted them, except they didn't get it. Now, this time, nobody wants Biden, really. Nobody wants Trump. Still,
so we'll get another 4 years of Trump.
Started with it. Yeah, thanks.
The first one of you motherfuckers that writes in that Angela Lansbury girl, the peace and love person, I swear to God, we're going to fight and then teabag. I don't care who teabags whom. Teabagging will be had. But what Evie Papashagel really meant to say was, shout out to John Carpenter for seeing Keith David in The Thing and going, holy crap, this guy should be a co-star. And writing the role of Frank specifically yes. for Keith David.
That's awesome. And yeah. that's a good eye. Also, I'm voting Shirley Chisholm.
Who?
She's before your time.
Shirley Chisholm. I heard Shirley Chisholm.
I kind of did too.
You would. You guys
both heard
would.
Shirley Chisholms.
You guys would. You guys would. Because you got minds in the gutter. You have
something
to
about Chisholm.
Expand your mind.
I don't know. It sounds like a yeah. fake name to me, Papashango. And I'm giving this hoedown to, of course, the only winner here, myself.
Yeah.
Dr. Payne. And I also want to say it's been a real pleasure for you two to be on a show with me.
It is
again.
Not. It has been 3 hours.
3 hour tour. But it's only five of those hours, hours learning how to play a movie, by the way.
For real.
We should have recorded much earlier and just like, hey, fuck it, this is the show. Three relatively old people trying to figure out how to press play.
Oh my
awesome.
God.
For you two beautiful watchers.
Yeah, this is all for you. Kisses. Mwah. All for you.
That's the way my kisses go.
One of who Box actually knows.
Yeah. Thanks, friend who's listening in.
And still does not vote for Box.
And still doesn't vote for me. Yep. Yay. Thanks. For nothing. Do you have anything that you want to plug, Evie? AKA Papa Shango, I guess.
Papa Shango.
AKA Voodoo Priestess.
Be sure you actually wear your mask. Be sure you vote. Be sure you, like, actually read what you're voting for and what the people you're voting for are all representing. Like, don't take shortcuts on this shit. And later on, who knows, maybe by the time this is out, I'm going to be writing a kind of little article about basically the fatigue of various genres of horror movies kind of goes through, you know, how it's like they oversaturate the market with so much shit and then you keep watching it. You're, especially when you're watching horror movies for a long time, you just get kind of tired and recognize all the tropes so quickly.
Oh no, are you getting burned out?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Papa Shango's like, I don't want to do horror anymore.
I don't want to do it anymore. Out.
I thought she was going to say something about politics. I'm like, yeah, I'm behind you.
Oh, no.
I want to do romance now.
Like, I'm not burned out of the genre of horror, but like certain sub-genres of it. It's like the, when I was talking about that movie, The Bloody Marys, that was on Shudder, and I watched it, I was just like, it's another ghost hunting comedy movie and documentary it's style.
Found thing. Footage. VHS tape haunted.
Do you have anything you want to plug? No, you don't.
Oh, I have two things I want to plug.
I'm going to plug.
Both of y'all.
No, thank you. At all. I'm going to be doing a weekly whale at some point. I'm going to take it over again. And eventually I'm going to
be. What the hell is a weekly whale?
It's a thing that David does. And I took it over
Japanese
whalers. And I'm taking it over again. And I'm also going to be doing, I don't know, something about something like chronic pain in the future. And
what, man, and chronic?
Chronic pain of dealing with pain.
Oh, yeah. I have chronic pain. That should be my fucking podcast. Chronic pain.
That should be your fucking podcast.
Damn it. I'm going to try that one out.
The
chronic pain.
Chronic pain. And also, I'm going to be doing more of the, like, thrift shop, online thrift shop stuff. So check those out as well. I guess, do you have anything?
No, sincerely. Let me see. I already have the number one podcast of Haunted Montreal ever. My job's done here. I've already made your all podcast better and better and better. I think I have a Haunted Hellos coming up where I play a racist ghost at all.
Poor David.
Yeah, poor him.
Thoughts and prayers, buddy.
Number one podcast for that. Trust me, every podcast I touch turns number one like that. You're welcome. I'm Golden, and I'm out of here.